Okay, so yeah.
That's like the shortest intro ever.
Was it? I can't hear it because I don't have the headphones on. It's the XYBA podcast, episode 19, February 17th. That ain't right, is it?
Yeah.
2008?
Yep.
We're here at over at Jeff's house. We got Jeff.
In the house.
Charlie.
Yo.
And that guy over there.
What up?
All right, let's kick it off with the games that we're playing. All right, Andy.
I'm in a tournament right now, a gaming challenge, so I'm playing a lot of crappy games. But the one I'm enjoying the most out of them is Bionicle Heroes. It's from the Lego people.
Yeah.
It's not challenging, but it's kind of fun. I don't understand, though. It's from the Lego people, and you get so much. You know, in Lego Star Wars, you get so much, you become Jedi mode, and that's like the goal for the level. And this one, you get so much Lego pieces, and you go into hero mode, and then you're just invincible. Your gun does more damage. Nobody can hurt you.
So it's just
and you do it like 10 times a level.
Yeah.
So not very challenging.
I never played that. I never had the toys or saw the cartoon.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were before I bought the game. Yeah. I got it for like 10 bucks.
I remember just seeing them in the stores. I'm like, what the hell is a Bionicle?
They're like warrior Legos.
Oh, are they? Is that what it is? It's their violent branch?
It's a race of, warrior Legos.
Except they have like poles and stuff. They're not just like the regular little Lego pieces.
Oh, yeah, because they do a little bit of that like American Gladiator stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of entertaining. But not a great game.
Oh, yeah. So how is it going on the challenge?
I'm fluctuate between first and second. Unfortunately, I got real world issues always crowding in, like work and stuff like that.
Back burner. TV series.
I love the real world. Is Puck still on it?
Puck. What about Eric from The Grind?
He's got some sweet abs.
What about you, Charlie? What are you playing lately?
I'm actually playing the DS a lot now since I got that M3 card.
Oh, yeah, so you listen to a lot of music and watching videos.
Exactly.
On it.
Yeah, I'm making some movies.
Tallahassee Film Festival is coming up.
Yeah.
They're looking for submissions.
Use an organizer on it to.
I haven't done that yet. I was thinking to get that homebrew thing.
Organizing all your ROMs.
Yep.
But I've been playing a lot. I probably got like 20, 25 games on it and playing like Elite Beat Agents. It's just pretty fun. It's kind of corny. But playing Contra 4. Found myself playing Picross. I think that's the name of it.
Oh, yeah, I got
that's,
Picross.
That's pretty fun. Just a little bit of everything. I was just trying to
That's what sucks about that
out.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's like you just load all these games on that and then you're like, all right, let me try the next one. For some reason, you feel like you have like this limited time to play them all.
Yeah, well, it does seem like it sucks out the battery, the juice faster.
Yeah, I got to recharge mine like every day.
Yeah.
Where it used to be like once a week I'd have to charge my
Exactly.
DS.
It's something going on in there. It's draining more juice. But it's been fluctuating between that, Advanced Wars, Days of Ruin, Worms, just... Just a bunch of little mediocre games that never got a chance to really play. Kirby's Canvas, Yoshi's Touch and Go, little things like that.
Dog said he ain't leaving. He smells my puppies on me.
He loves your crotch.
Yeah. What about you, Jeff?
I'm mostly playing Cul-de-sac Saga right now for the for the Xbox 360.
Oh, you gotta keep going, Scotty.
I gotta get my dog out of here.
Whoa.
He loves MacBooks. Scotty, get out of here.
Go that way.
Put this on the bloopers episode.
He can't get past the Batman.
He's afraid of Batman.
That's awesome. Yeah, like, I got past him, but now I gotta go past him again.
Oh, crap, I'm trapped. Cul-de-sac Saga for the 360. That's about it. It eats away all my time. I also bought... No, I know we're only supposed to do one game, but I got that poker smash thing. That's pretty cool for the Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Cul-de-sac Saga, it's addictive. I got to collect all the cards. It's
Is that online?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
You can play it online. But it's kind of tricky because you have to build up your deck. Like, you only get a limited starter deck, so to speak. If you can imagine, like Magic, the Gathering, basically.
Yeah.
Or Yu-Gi-Oh! It's actually probably more like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Kind of game. You get these little creatures, and as you beat these enemies... The AI characters, you earn more cards, but it's like you get a handful of cards after each battle, and they kind of tease you with like, hey, here's one really good card and a bunch of crappy cards.
Yeah.
But you're gonna have to set up your deck against a certain element. There's, you know, the four elements: wind, water, nature, and what's that last one? Fire. So you'll play against a guy that's like all fire. So you want to use like a water deck against him because it'll do more damage. And so you can't just keep using the same. You can't be like, oh, I've got the most powerful deck. It's like you have to keep altering your book and making multiple decks to go against different players.
Wasn't that a toy also, Beast Wars or whatever, where they had the symbols on the front?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are cool.
So, like, they plan on doing a lot of DLC for that thing?
You know, they easily could. It's
thought you had the baddest ass card. Wrong.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's supposed to have 1,000 cards in it total. But, I mean, they could easily... The game originally released on the Dreamcast back in the day in Japan, and they did make expansion discs for that, so they could easily do that down the road. And Namco has been milking people with this downloadable content for a while now since they've been on the Xbox. So
yeah.
They're probably prone to do that. And like an idiot, I would probably buy it all. So I'm a sucker for their stuff.
Cool. I've been playing Glory Days 2 on the DS. It's that side-scrolling. It's kind of like Chopper Lift. Is that what it's called? Choplifter? That old arcade game?
Yeah.
But it's more insane. Like, you don't just go and pick up people. You also got to control how many fucking tanks come out, how many soldiers come out. And then every once in a while, they'll switch you into an airplane. And then when you're in that mode, you got to tell them where you want it to drop the bombs or drop troops. And it's just... Right now, the game is just so hectic. I suck at it. I can't get too far in it. I'm just like, this is fucking impossible.
Is it like side-scrolling, like 2D?
Yeah, it's side-scrolling. What sucks is when you go too high, then it zooms out, and it's just jaunting because you're just like, where the hell is my guy? And then, oh, there he is. Hmm. And then if you lower down, then it zooms back into your guy. And I just hate that back and forth. It's like you got two screens. One could be zoomed in. The other could be, like, you know, zoomed out. But they like to show you where your first tank is or the guy who's out in the lead the most because you got to basically take over the other side of the screen. And they always show you who's in the lead on your side, who's on the ground troops, how far they've gotten, and if they're getting destroyed or not. But it's just nuts. It's just too much to like have to control while flying a helicopter. You got to sit there and hit the right bumper and say, "All right, send out troops, send out tanks," and you got to click it each time, like how many tanks you want to send out. And then the enemies just have unlimited money and unlimited troops, so they're just like just sweeping us like crazy. Great. It's fun, but it's hard and frustrating. But yeah, that's what I'm playing on the DS. It's a pirated version.
Ooh.
Oh man.
I don't know what that means.
You're off the team.
All right, let's move on to some gaming news.
All right, in gaming news, it is official. The multiplayer massive game Marvel Universe Online canceled.
No! Aren't they still going to make a Marvel Alliance, though?
They already made a Marvel Alliance.
Part 2, I mean.
I got it right there.
Probably.
Oh, I'm sure. That's a pretty good franchise.
But yeah, this is just another one in the long line of games that they keep trying to make these MMOs for the 360, and then they don't happen.
Didn't they have, not to interrupt, but weren't they supposed to have something like that like at the launch? Some kind of sci-fi fantasy, like True Life? Or
yeah, Fantasy Live. It was supposed to come out for the original Xbox.
And then they were like, no, we just pushed it back to the 360 because it was too epic. And it was like, oh, no, sorry. We actually canceled it.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say True Lies, like the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
That would be kick-ass.
An MMO for that.
Yeah. What are you waiting for?
But people say that it's because, you know, you're paying for your Xbox Live already. People don't want to pay an extra fee.
You'd have to pay an extra fee each
month. That's how an MMO works.
Wow, that would suck.
They could, yeah. I mean, they could just say, hey, if you're a gold member and you have it, you
see,
can play.
That's what some people said. Gold members should get it for free. Silver members should have to pay.
Yeah. Or upgrade.
But, that's how they had Phantasy Star Online, and that one had a monthly fee. And that's for the Xbox Live.
I've got Final Fantasy XI just sitting there. I got it at Toys R Us for, $5, and I haven't ever even played it just because I don't want to pay the additional $10 a month.
I played the beta. It wasn't that good.
No, yeah.
Wow, and that's how much they want to charge you, $10 a month, so it's more than the gold subscription?
Yeah, it's like a whole separate subscription. It's a subscription directly through their
service. And $10 in MMO land is actually cheap per month.
Yeah, like Warcraft is 15? Just under 15,
it's like 15
a month.
So I guess it takes you off of the Xbox Live service when you get onto it or something, and takes you onto their own service? And
well, the way that the Final Fantasy one works is that it goes through their Play Online service, which is totally separate. Actually, I think they started it with Sony, oddly enough. But Yeah, it's a whole separate server, so I guess you would sort of log in independently of Xbox Live.
Weird.
Because you don't have to be a Gold member to play it. You can...
Yeah. I mean, you still connect through Xbox Live, but...
Yeah. Not the marketplace, I guess. I don't know how you'd say it.
Do you guys think anything will ever come out like that?
I don't know. The problem is that with World of Warcraft, and that's like the big one, and it's going to be hard to get anybody to switch off of that to something else.
They'd have to really undercut them in the... I mean, they'd have to like say, hey, it's free for Gold members.
Yeah, like, well, even Guild Wars, it's free, but people don't really play it.
Yeah, it's not very fun.
Yeah, I mean, you go out into that wilderness, and then you're just in your own wilderness, and nobody else is out there.
Yeah. You know, in all honesty, though, I think, why bother? I mean, they've got some great multiplayer games. If they just keep doing some really good multiplayer stuff, then...
Yeah, like if they'd made, like, Oblivion, world. You could play it with another person. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that's what's going to happen with Fable, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, there's multiplayer.
Out in GDC this week.
Totally, yeah.
Talk about it.
That's cool.
Like one
that's the rumor, though. That's not confirmed.
Well, yeah, all right. Cool.
Wow.
Activision has applied for the trademark for the name DJ Hero. So, of course, people are thinking that they're going to be making a DJing game.
Now, what I've heard is Don Johnson is making a game where he plays a hero. And that's...
That would be even more oddly. It's going to be for the Wii.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is, about some kid named DJ. And he's just really awesome.
Well, so like
they should disappoint fans that way.
People are thinking it's going to be like that Konami whatever Beatmania game. Like,
I guess
I couldn't imagine that being fun. Just scratching
the Konami one is not fun. It's incredibly difficult to play.
Yeah,
I mean, not only do you have a little turntable, you've got like a mini keyboard, you've got your little extra. I don't even know what DJ people do, but those buttons. I mean, it's just it's insane.
Some people like that kind of thing.
Yeah, but true. I imagine that's a small percentage
very
of the marketplace.
Small market. Very small.
Unless they really simplify the controls.
I don't imagine too many people aspire to be a DJ, but a lot of people aspire to be guitar people.
Yeah. I mean, the guitar, you know, they simplified that a lot, so.
Oh, you just did Beatbox Hero. That's what we need.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Somebody trademarked that. Fast.
Harmonica Hero.
What is it?
Harmonica Hero.
Harmonica Hero.
That's what I want to play.
Spoons Hero. These are some of the...
What's the crap they do with the buckets to stomp?
Charlie keeps moving his mic around too much.
Charlie?
A lot of mic noise over there.
I'll hold it still.
You don't hear my making noise.
I was looking at our iTunes yesterday, and we actually have a review on there that I don't recognize the name, and it's a good review, so I suspect somebody is setting us up.
I thought I put my review on there. Now I got to go in and make a review.
You mean other people listen to this stuff?
Apparently.
That's probably Mike Anderson.
I don't know that he would put in senior whatever it was.
Butt chocolate.
but thank you if that was a legitimate review. Thank you.
Didn't we ask people to give us reviews on the
You iTunes? Did. Yeah, you did.
They did.
That's why I think that's why I looked at it when you put in that little like, look at our. Give us a review on iTunes or something. I was like, what? Let me look at this.
Wow.
If we all got iTunes accounts, we should just, you know, fluff it up a little bit. Pat it up. Fake it.
There's a new Leisure Suit Larry game coming out soon.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was interesting because, number one, the trailer spoofs Gears of War with the Mad World and everything.
What was with all this gunshots and stuff?
That was just the
one you're playing?
Game trailer logo.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I just saw that last night. It's pretty funny. Like, it's pretty well done as a parody.
Yeah.
If not a little late.
But I just think it's going to be strange because there's all kinds of, you know, all this stuff about sex in games now. And Leisure Suit Larry has always just been about sex. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
They'll probably complain about the violence in the game or something. There's a lot of choking women going on.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Leisure Suit Larry games, for all the innuendo, it's just innuendo. I mean, they seldom ever... Like, you might get a boob shot. It's the equivalent of, like, a Porky's or a, you know...
Yeah. I mean, everything. Else. Yeah, like, number one, the first one, whenever you had sex, it was, like, a big censored box.
Yeah.
Which would move.
Well, and even the last one that came out, they did have a... I guess, for the PC, they had a totally uncensored version. But even that was just toplessness. Like,
yeah, and that was...
One...
I know it was rated adults only. Yeah. So that's not the one that came out on the console.
Yeah, you could only get it for the PC. Yeah, it's like softcore. I mean, you're talking like, one, right, it's typically only toplessness. Two, they're like crazy-looking caricatures of human beings. I mean, this is not like realistic. They have giant heads and like, you know, 3-inch round waist. It's not like this is realistic in any way. It's no Mass Effect, I'll put it that way.
With all their sex.
It's come out with one where you can customize your face.
Well, I thought it would be funny, because I heard they were parodying Gods of War, Gears of War, if they actually parodied, like, the scene from Mass Effect. But they'd probably get in trouble for it.
That would be awesome.
But what's crazy about that game is they've actually got, like, a bunch of stars, like, celebrities doing voices for it.
Oh, weird.
Like, well, I don't know about stars, but, like...
people you've heard of.
Yeah, like, who's the... Carmen Electra is going to be in it.
Yeah.
Like that caliber of actor. Scary movie level.
People who once could have made something of themselves and then didn't.
Like, I need a paycheck.
People who hang out with the Wayans brothers.
Those are the worst kind of people.
And Andy Dick.
It's funny because his name is Dick.
All right. There was a third-party report out recently that indicates that the Xbox 360 failure rate is 16.4%, which, of course, is much more than Microsoft says it is, but it's also less than the 33% some Microsoft critics have said.
I think judging from the people in this room, I'd say it's 100%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 100%.
Yours failed?
Yeah, my first one failed.
Okay. Yeah, Charlie,
all of us failed. Andy just failed.
Yeah, Brian's died not too long ago. They just sent his out. Man. Actually, everybody I know personally has had their Xbox fail so far.
I still know a couple people who haven't, but...
We'll jinx them.
Very rare.
I've known two people who've had their PlayStation 3s fail. Yeah.
No, apparently, from the reports, the Wii and the PS3 have a 2 to 3% fail rate.
Hmm. Actually, I got one of the ones out of the... My first Wii was one of the ones out of the gate that had the issue where if you connected it online, it went to download the patch, fried it.
Wow.
I had to send that out day one. That was... Usually disappointing. But at least I got one. So
I still can't find a Wii.
I got a broken one at that.
I got a couple of them just sitting in the closet.
That's what people do now, apparently. Like, they come out to the store, people just buy them and sell them on Craigslist and eBay.
I better get one of these just in case somebody else is looking for it.
I was talking to the guy at GameStop, and he's like, even if you see one in the store, even if you don't want one, you should just buy it.
Yeah, good investment. That's what people are doing with concert tickets crazy now. Sucks.
Jerks.
Yeah, but I haven't brought myself to buy anything from Craigslist yet because, I mean, they're usually not that much more on there.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, number one, I don't want to meet people from Craigslist.
Well, there's no, like, reliability or, like, security factor.
Yeah. And number two, I'm now to the point where I want a Wii, but I'm not like, I must have it. Because there's no games that I'm like, yes, that
game. Yeah, I was about to say, there's not really, like, a system seller out there yet.
Even with all the stuff that everybody was like, they're like, oh man, well, basically Eric's saying, hey, this is going to sell more than Halo. It's like, they've all been disappointing. Like, Metroid's been poor in sales. Super Mario Galaxy, which was supposed to be a hit. Yeah. It was still, it did great, but it didn't smash anything.
I just don't think that's the Wii's market anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, they really are just more of a casual games market. But hey, they're still making money hand over fist.
Yeah.
No problem.
Even with us pirating their Nintendo DS games.
I'm still unfamiliar with this term.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I steal from them. I admit it.
They're making millions on their virtual console right now.
Yeah.
Have you seen the numbers on that?
I
can't believe. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to think. Like, all that stuff they sell through the virtual console is nothing but gravy.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's like
just
the Xbox originals that Microsoft is doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, hey, for $15, you can get this game that you can buy used at GameStop for $10, but we didn't put it on the compatibility list, so you can't play it unless you download it.
Yeah. And it's kind of broken. There's some sound issues on some of them.
You can't.
And
it'll
take up a lot of space on your hard drive.
Yeah. You know that hard drive that we limited?
It's been announced that Xbox 360 owners who pre-order GTA 4, it's been said for a while that they're going to get something.
I think you skipped one.
I can always go back.
All
right. Oh, my God.
It's been said for a while that Microsoft's been like, you're going to get something if you pre-order it. And people were hoping it was going to be some of the extra content for free, whatever. It's actually just a drawing. You pre-order, you get put in this drawing, 100. They're going to give out 100 360 Elites, 2,000 Grand Theft Auto 4 apparel. I don't know, hat, a t-shirt, I don't know what that means.
That duffel bag.
Patch.
It comes with the
bulletproof vest.
Bulletproof vest. Did you hear the online thing is only for the Xbox?
No, that got smashed. Oh, okay. Yeah.
10,000 amounts of MS points, 10,000 gold memberships.
Again, with the giving away the systems for people that already own the system. What is...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get that either.
That just... I mean, again, I would take an extra system, but... Like, that just seems like such
That's because they recognize the 16.4% failure rate. They're like, you might as well have two.
We'll save you the shipping cost.
Or they think you're going to give it to a friend. It's like, I'm not going to give this to a friend. I'm going to keep this shit.
I like the people who are just pre-ordering and hoping they get one so they can play it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
that didn't work out at all. I got this game I can't play.
In January, Sony finally outsold the Xbox 360. They sold 269,000 PS3s, and Microsoft sold 230,000 360s.
Ooh, in your face.
Is how they like sell exactly 269,000. Not like 269,123, but...
It's probably some kind of estimate. So that's apparently the first time that the PS3 has outsold the 360, so...
Good for them.
We'll see if it keeps going, or...
Hey, I think they'll do a lot better now that... I don't know if this is on the news yet, but HDVD has been bowed out.
Yep.
So, oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Toshiba is expected to make an announcement soon that...
Yeah, it's not official yet, but it's basically been over for weeks.
You know whose fault that is? That's mine. I jinxed it. I just bought an HD DVD player back in December. And I was like, you know, this war is going to go on for a while. I get both systems. No, no.
I got both. But hey, on the plus side, all that content's going to be marked down pretty soon at your local Walmart.
It's
so
fucking free as shit.
Get it while it's hot.
I will, too. I'll be hitting up Netflix, because Netflix is dropping HD DVD. And, go grab some shit from there.
So, I mean, I think that'll work out in Sony's favor, finally. They sort of banked on, you know, having that Blu-ray in there, so that might help them with the...
I wonder if that helped them with sales as well. Like, well, people see in the news and are like, yeah, might as well get that PlayStation 3.
Yeah, well, I mean, Warner Brothers announced, mm-hmm. about a month ago, that they were going to go exclusive to Blu-ray. So, I mean, you're talking about, like, all the major movie studios decided to hop on that bandwagon, and people are like, oh,
gotta go. Well, that's what's ridiculous, too, about the whole thing, is that if you look at the stats for Blu-ray players... The majority of Blu-ray players in the United States are PS3s.
Yeah. And it's a good thing, though, because like PlayStation 3s have Ethernet ports on the back, so you can get online or whatever.
It'll be the most up-to-date.
Yeah, it updates the Blu-ray firmware, which HD DVD players all have. It's a standard that they have the port Ethernet ports in the back to get the updates, but Blu-ray standalone players don't. So if you are, it's good to get the PlayStation 3 just for that.
Yeah, well, for the price especially.
Yeah, and the price is fucking awesome, especially with the prices keeping going down. My English is good.
You got good grammar.
My English is well, I meant.
Bah.
Humbug.
In the last 360 dashboard update, they added the ability that you could put in your name and where you're from and your bio and stuff like that. To make it more MySpacey.
So you can find the assholes online. Yes. Go
be the shit. Like, I know where you live.
You live in my city. I hate you. But and I always thought this was stupid. You could only do it going in, you log in, you gotta look at your account, change your account online. As of this week, they've changed it so you can now change it on Xbox.com.
About time.
Which I tried to do like the first day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I can't find it on here.
It's just a lot easier than having to sit there and type all that shit in using thumbsticks.
You should get the chat pad, dude.
Yeah.
I want to. That thing's only like $20.
Actually, I just use a USB keyboard that I have.
Yeah, that's what I usually do.
I saw those chat pads. I was thinking of picking one up. I don't know when I'd ever use it, but...
When you're input.
You love wasting money.
It'd just be something like if people come over, look! Look! I got
the chat pad. Look at this helmet and look at this chat pad.
The helmet you can get for $60 now. Bungie! Indians!
They're like, hey, we're bowing out. What do we care?
Yeah. There's been some rumors going around that Apple is going to make a console, and this week they've said, no, that's not true.
The iPod.
They do that like once every couple of years. Somebody says they're making a console, and Steve Jobs is like, I don't know how to make consoles.
Why doesn't the iPod count as one?
It's got Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Well, that's what somebody else was saying, is that the rumors are coming from all this gaming stuff that they're getting, but they're getting it for the iPod.
Department, but yeah, it's all the iPod shit.
Yeah, and Apple's like, we don't want to go in the console. It costs a lot of money. And there's already a big war going on. Why do we want to get into that?
Dude, they would... I think they would smash, like, Microsoft if they ever did. Just on the fanboys alone. Like, people who normally don't play video games would get it just because it's an Apple product.
Well, they have talked about... And I don't know, like, if there's any validity to this, but I guess that Apple TV... You know, a little media streaming device about streaming games like iPod games through that. But again, it would be the simple
like game tap
games. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, you know, I guess that's sort of a console, and that would be nice. But I'd love to have game tap on the big screen.
Game tap pisses me off.
But imagine if they partnered with somebody like Apple and it became, you know, really reliable.
I mean, they started using like good games.
Well, GameTap is one of those quantity over quality kind of things. Like, I can just go in there and look, like, oh, God, I played this once in an arcade. Let me play it again. Awesome. And then, like, after 5 minutes, you're like, oh, God, this is retarded. Now I know why I would never actively seek this out. Yeah.
I hate that, going back and ruining your nostalgia of something.
Yeah.
A Crawl. I thought that was a great movie. I was wrong.
Oh, no, Crawl is a good movie.
I remember
it. You're just not wearing the right rose-colored glasses.
Apparently Fallout 3 will be roughly 50 to 80% the size of Oblivion.
But, crap.
Honestly, that's not really that surprising, because Fallout usually does, like, this map thing for when you're traveling around. It's not like an Oblivion where you have to get on the horse and ride 200 miles through the wilderness.
Real
it's
time.
Like, it usually does a map, and then there's, like, a line that's you, and then sometimes there's random encounters. But otherwise, you just go to the main spot, so... Wasn't that surprising to me that it's smaller, because you don't really travel through the wilderness.
There'd be more content when you travel, instead of like, all right, this is just shit in between.
Yeah, it's not like 20 miles of trees.
You literally walk like 5 miles, and, like nothing's around. Like, just
yep, one time I was a vampire, and I didn't realize it, and I was stuck somewhere away from everything, and the sun came out, and I was had to run for like a day, drinking potions the whole way.
Yeah, that's awesome. A little too much realism for my video game.
Yeah, I eventually found somebody's house. It was like a random like house, and they were there, and they kept being like, get out of my house, and then I'd have to fight them, and they'd run away, and then it wouldn't let me rest because enemies were nearby, so I had to actually just leave it there for like an hour until it became nighttime.
I don't think I'll ever want to play that game.
Just don't become a vampire. It's not worth it.
It's one of those games that has so much scope, it's almost too much.
Yeah. That would be an awesome game where it's like, it just knows what time of the day you're playing because it's hooked up to a clock. And it's like, oh, every time I play, it's nighttime. Damn.
I'm going to have to take a day off just to see what this place is like.
Yeah. And holidays, damn. Everything's always closed. I can never go in any of the shops. I'll never upgrade my character.
You have to buy armor through the marketplace.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Well, the last piece of news is that the Game Developers Conference starts tomorrow.
Woo, spore!
So there'll be a lot of news coming out.
Maybe. I don't know. The last couple conferences, like, nothing comes out.
Nothing?
It's just like, good conference. We have something we can blog about. And then they're like, we showed some games that you've already seen.
Well, this is interesting because it's the Game Developers Conference, and it's like, but they kind of turn it into like an announcement platform. But it's just supposed to be gamers talking about workflow and how to improve this and that.
Yeah, well, they usually have lectures like Will Wright will have a lecture about AI or
yeah.
Like, what's his name? Carmack comes out and talks about physics. And.
But now it's a marketing place also. But I guess because the press is there, so they're like, might as well use the platform.
Well, I read somebody thought like there was going to be more Duke Nukem announcements at this, but
we got enough. It's coming out. It's coming out this year.
Supposed to be out this year.
We're good. Spore's coming out this year.
Heard that before. Yeah, they're supposed to have the Spore creature creator come out before the game comes out, so you can like
so you can build your
get
version.
A taste of it. Yeah. Nice. Which, in all honesty, I probably just want the creature creator. I don't even know if I care about the rest of the game.
I heard the gameplay is like a lifetime. If you're already in your 30s, you're screwed. You're going to miss out on 30 years.
Halfway out.
I'll just never know how it ends.
Leave it to my son and my will.
Finish this.
Your wife will be mad.
All right, so moving on to the roundtable discussion.
All right, roundtable discussion. Recently it came out that Devil May Cry had a required install, and this apparently was like 20 minutes. Just came out that apparently Lost Planet also has a 5 gig install, which takes 15 to 20 minutes. Unreal Tournament 3 had an optional install. This is all on the PS3. So we're just talking about, is this the future of console gaming?
Not with the hard drives the way things are.
I hope not.
Well, I'm going to say this. The reason that one of the benefits of owning a game system is because it's not a PC. You put it in, you play. It's plug and play.
Yeah, it's going to work. You don't have to worry about getting a new drivers.
I guess we should stop because it is turning into the PC. Now we have to get patches. Whereas before you used to never have to get
patches. But
patches
are different than...
But see, and they've slowly been doing that. They've been like, okay, well now, hey, we're going to add a hard drive to it. I'm like, okay, well that sounds cool. You know, the first Xbox came out.
Yeah, and that's beneficial.
I can get updates or I don't need a memory card anymore. That's pretty sweet. But then when they started doing things like this, like, oh, and everybody sort of lambasted Microsoft at first because they had with or without hard drive. Like, oh, they should all have hard drives so the developers can make use of them. But as a consumer, I don't want another PC in my living room. I just want to have a game system. I don't want it to be ever required that I have to install anything. If it's there, if it's an option, that's great. But then you run into new issues. And my biggest complaint, as somebody who's been gaming for a long time on both the PC and worked in an electronic shop and known developers and has a friend who's out in California right now working with that, is that there are publishers who are going to cut corners wherever they can. And if it's... You know, you may have gotten at some point in your life a PC game that came out and had to be patched on day one. Mm-hmm. And remember how, like, crappy that is. Like, oh, hey, we just released this game, but we had to push it out the door to meet deadlines. Now it'll be playable if you download this hour-long patch. Like, that's just bullshit. You know, if you buy something, it should just play, as it was said to do. And for the people that bought the Devil May Cry version and didn't know that it was a required install, like, I feel bad for them. You know, they get all excited, like, hey, I'm going to play my game. And... Boop. Oh,
and there were munchkins also.
Yeah.
Hello.
Let's go see the wizard. But yeah, then you're you know greeted with this, hey, 20-minute install, and you got this guy from Capcom's blog making fun of you.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Like, oh, quit complaining, you guys. And he
was
makes,
calling them names and shit. It was like,
quit whining. And it's a great game. And then he like makes it sound like, hey, you're treated to these cinemas about the backstory. You're not treated to them. It's not a treat. You're forced to watch them while it's installed.
Shove it down your throat.
You can watch them again later if you go to the options menu. Yeah. Like, that's not a treat for me. It's nothing special. So it's just like, for them to start getting lazy now in the console development world, it's just sort of an insult. And what makes it even more obvious that it's just bad programming on Capcom's part, whether it's the developers or whether it's the publisher pushing dates or whatnot, is that it wasn't required for the 360 version.
Yeah.
So that one runs fine. Sure, it's got longer load times. You're talking about 5 seconds compared to whatever, 15 seconds. Is 15 seconds really long enough to require me to...
So there are still load times on the PS3 one?
Oh, yeah. It's still going to pull the data from somewhere, whether it's the hard drive or...
Wow. Yeah, and this is what we were talking about earlier, is that, you know, PC games back in the day didn't require an install. Hell, I remember the first PC my family had didn't have a hard drive. Computers used to run without hard drives.
Yeah.
For you kids out there. Our first hard drive that we got for Christmas was 40 megs. Who could fail such a thing?
Man, I remember when we got our first 1 gig hard drive. I thought, it's the end of it.
But yeah, everything used to run off of disks. Floppy disks. Not CDs, not DVDs. Floppy disks. So it'd be like, install, you know, put in, all right, you got this far in the game, put in disk 5. And then eventually they got hard drives and you had to install it.
And they still had horrible load times.
So this has happened before with PCs. And it doesn't get rid of the load times. And apparently there was also a game recently on the Xbox. I think it might have been Burnout Paradise. It was one of the driving games. You can't play it online without the hard drive.
Yeah, Burnout Paradise.
So I think it's just becoming... I think the hard drive is definitely becoming a standard. The the developers are requiring them more and more. I don't know if I want to have to install every game I get. Because that is the great thing about the console. It's like, there it is. It's in there. Go.
Yeah, I mean, imagine... So now we got Devil May Cry, and we have Lost Planet.
Which, now, don't play Lost Planet.
Yeah. Granted, those might not be...
It's extreme condition or something like that. It's the same, but a little bit different. It's extreme.
But let's just say you're that poor schmo that ended up with 20 gig, you know, PS3. Now you've got 10 gigs of your 20-gig hard drive gone to two games.
Yeah, that's fucking a lot of space.
That just came out right around the same time. Now, God forbid that something else comes out and then something else comes out. Now, let's assume you've never downloaded anything from the PS Network anyways, and you've never done any other patches. Four games are going to fill up that 20-gig hard drive flat, and then when Final Fantasy 13 comes out, and it's probably going to have a required install, then what are you going to do? You have to choose, oh, did I ever finish this one? What if I'm only halfway through? What if I really like it? I just don't want to take it. I mean, then you're forced to make these.
You got
to
upgrade. You got to fucking, which shouldn't happen.
Like, I was online, you know, writing an article about this on my site, www.thunderpud.com.
We have a link.
But I got an argument with the guy who in the comments section saying, like, oh, well, you can just upgrade the PS3 hard drive so easy. It's not that easy. Most of the people that own a PS3 aren't going to have the technical savvy to even want to ever unscrew anything on it.
Oh, really? I thought it was a slot. Because I don't have a PS3, but everybody always makes it seems like you just slide a hard drive in.
Yeah, I mean, you've still...
I didn't know you had to unscrew shit. No, I thought it was like a slot. Like
It's an expansion bay, but you're talking about you're going to have to get your new BIOS put on there. I mean, it's not just you put a new hard drive in
it. Yeah, it recognizes it. There's a little bit.
There's formatting going on to it.
Yeah.
It's more than the Xbox with the button and the...
Oh yeah,
right. And they don't even have a kit like that. I mean, and I wouldn't even want to do it for my Xbox. I mean, even that's a hassle. But you shouldn't even have to worry about that hassle. The point of having a game system, like Andy was saying, you turn it on, you put it in, you play. The worst thing I should ever have to do is save my game, and for them to come out and be like, "Oh, well, it's better for you," but it's not required on the other system that has the identical game.
It's kind of like when everybody was like, we need a bigger hard drive for the Xbox 360. And they're like, you know, you could just download your content or delete it and then re-download it later. And people are like, but I don't want to fucking do that.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass. And they're like, how is it a pain in the ass? I don't understand. We're Microsoft.
And that's the thing. I don't know with the PS3. I know that with the 360, the 20-gig hard drive, it's not really 20 gigs. Like, if you deleted everything off there, it's still, I think the max I've ever seen 13. Is like... Yeah, 13 or...
Yeah, because you got system information, you've got identifiers, you've got all that crazy... Plus the fact that a 20-gig hard drive and technical standards is never actually 20 gigs. Yeah. It's 18 point blah, 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 blah.
But they take it up with all the other stuff that you can't delete off there.
Yeah, the menu interface, the user profile. Yeah, but to make people go through hoops like this just to play a game and then say, oh, well, now you've got to choose which ones you want to play when, and every time you want to put it back in, you're going to have to do another 20-minute install.
Yeah, at least they should at least get this thing started off as an option. Do you want to...
Well, apparently, the first one was on Unreal Tournament 3, and it was an option for that one, but now they're just like, just do it.
Yeah, they should stop making it a required. They should be like, hey, you feel like waiting 15 seconds for a load screen? That's your call, or if you want... That's the guy's thing. Go make a sandwich.
Yeah, make a sandwich. Get a soda pop.
I just fucking ate. I bought the game, picked up something to go eat, ate it in the car, got home, ready to play. I'm not going to make a fucking sandwich.
You could do what Penny Arcade suggests. Learn Sanskrit.
Chick's dick Sanskrit.
Or I'll just go buy another game that doesn't have that.
Yeah, go rent the 360 version and be done with it.
Like, if I had that game and I had it on the PlayStation 3... I would have fucking returned it after hearing that guy sing and be like, yeah, I want my money back. I don't want this asshole getting it. Because that guy was uncalled for.
And that's the other thing. I mean, companies try to have these blogs nowadays. And, you know, it's nice that Capcom's got the Capcom Unity blog, and they've got people talking to the people, like the people. You know, he's down with the people. But now he's making Capcom look like a big giant douchebag. Because this is the voice of their company to the general consumer. Like, this guy just insulted me for buying your game.
Yeah.
What? No. I don't appreciate your company anymore.
Like,
and this is
driving.
The same Capcom that had, with this game already, had problems with the huge fanboy blowout when they announced it was going to the 360 anyways. So now you got some guy just adding insult to injury to all the PS3 users that were so loyal in the first place. Good job, Capcom.
Douche.
And with the whole...
And it's just this insult that they're putting Lost Planet out again.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, I mean, a game that was already out for the 360 required no installs.
Yeah.
Like... Are they
maybe that's what was wrong with it. They fixed it.
No, have you seen the screenshot? It looks worse still.
Is it really?
Yeah, it still has some graphical differences. Not that it's like a huge difference, but it's like the 360 version was obviously not the epitome of what it could be. So let's say, okay, well now you've got extra time to iron out any of these kinks.
But they'd spend that $20 million on advertising.
Yeah. Making people think, God, that game looks awesome. and then I bought it, and I was
they were thinking, why am I watching this commercial before this movie at the theater? That's what I was thinking the whole time.
It did look really cool. I played the demo, and I was just like, wow, maybe they're going to clean this up a little bit.
Gaming's mainstream.
And then luckily Josh got it first, so I didn't have to worry about it.
Fucking shooting soft spots on worms all day.
That glow red.
Tired of these soft spots. What is this, the 80s?
It was the 80s.
The game was the whole mentality of, you remember those games we made in the 80s? That formula? We'll do that here. It's a little bit of a platform.
Well, some people like those. That's what Eric loves, those kinds of games.
Get some retro games, man. It's like...
I wonder, Capcom's also got, what's the next one, Bionic Commando coming out? Like, is this going to be an issue for them with that game also?
Isn't that a... I thought that was an Xbox Live Arcade game, though, wasn't it?
No, that's...
Well, there's two. There's the remake for Xbox Live Arcade, which looked pretty awesome anyways. But there's the full-blown update, sequel, so to speak.
Oh, man, I kept thinking that sequel was going to be an Xbox Live Arcade.
No, that's a standalone. Oh,
okay. Yeah, the one for Xbox Live Arcade is kind of a side-scroller. It was actually just a redo of that one.
So the guy with the dreads is actually going to be on disc.
Yeah, that's going to be a full retail release, so... Does this mean that now Capcom's going to have three games in the channel for PlayStation 3 that require a 5-gig install?
Maybe this is their whole thing to move on to, like, getting away from disc. They're just like, dude, let's start planting the seed for downloadable games to control.
Maybe they just have bad people working on their PS3 versions.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the PS3 is that difficult for them to grasp. I mean, obviously other companies haven't had this issue. It's Capcom's the only one that's...
Well, apparently, it is an issue.
It's totally...
apparently, at the GDC this week, Bungie's going to be giving a lecture about how it's difficult to do the different specs for the different consoles and stuff.
You got to worry about building Halo 3.
Oh, who's the guy that's all... Is it David Jaffe who keeps going on and on about, there needs to be one console, one unified format?
Oh, the super console or whatever the fuck it is he's talking about? Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a ludicrous idea, but, you know... I guess if you were looking at things strictly from a developer standpoint, maybe this sort of issue is because of that. I mean, maybe they really do have...
Honestly, I'd be fine if there was just one console.
Well, the thing is like...
as long as they still made good games, I wouldn't care.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't care either, but the problem is what console would we get? Would we get the Wii?
There would be no more competition. And what would push them to strive to be better?
Well, but if you think about it, like, what's the difference between the Xbox and the PS3?
Well, you would get
Blu-ray.
It would be a toss-up. I mean, you would get competition amongst the developers, so that might be better if they only had one system to focus on. Maybe they would get more competitive. Like, then you wouldn't have EA saying, oh, well, this year we're going to optimize for the 360. Yeah. Next year we're going to optimize for PS3. Right.
I mean, that's one of I think that argument for the one console, that comes from, you know, more like, because in PC gaming, it's the PC.
Right.
But in the PC, you can change it, because... I know when I used to be big into PC gaming, I'd have to buy new crap for my computer nonstop because, oh, this new game comes out that I really want to play.
Yeah,
my computer can't handle it. I need a new video card. I need more memory.
There was actually a system war then, because you had NVIDIA, you had ATI, you had Diamond back in the day, and they were all making custom chips. Matrox had, use OpenGL exclusives.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the problems. That's why you can't have just one console, is because...
Right, yeah.
With the PC, you know, it's the same specs, but it's, you know, you can buy and change it.
I would settle for just one SKU per console.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that would like, I mean, like, now look at, I don't mind them upgrading the chips and making them run smaller and cooler and stuff like that, like PlayStation 1 did. Like, I mean, God, that thing was tiny compared to the original PlayStation.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, coming out with just like, all right, this one has HDMI, but the old one doesn't, but it comes with a larger hard drive. That kind of shit's just stupid.
Yeah, there's 4 360s out now. It's four different SKUs.
And like the PS3, like, okay, well, hey, now we're going to make a super budget one. It's going to have a bigger hard drive. It's going to have the built-in Wi-Fi, but we're taking away the memory card reader, and you're only going to get 2 USB ports. Also, it's not going to be backward compatible.
Yeah.
No real reason for it. We're just taking it out.
They're basically making PCs out of these fucking things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, I don't need the memory card reader, but I'd rather have the Wi-Fi. But then, like, the guy with the 80 gig gets everything, but the guy with the 60 gig gets only half. He only gets the software emulation, not the hardware emulation.
And like people say, it's hard for grandma to go out there and try to buy it for her grandson. Like, what do I get? Well, you got this one, this one, this one. I don't know. That's what grandma sounds like.
Back in the day, yeah, it's Super Nintendo.
Whiny bitch.
With a game, without a game. You want Mario World, you buy this one. You don't want Mario World, you buy this one. It's $30 less. And who doesn't want Mario World?
What the hell is Mario World?
Communist.
So we're against it. Is that our consensus?
No, I'm for it.
I'm for optional, against required.
Yeah, why?
Definitely optional.
Especially in a, like, they, like, everybody knows everything should fucking be an option. More options is better.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
That's unless you're talking.
That's the problem with this country. Too many options.
The only problems I have with options is when you have, like, games where they're like, all right, build your own character. And then they give you the options for the face, and it's like, all right, how do you want your cheekbones? I could give a shit.
You always make your guy look just like you.
but they're like, all right, here's your eyes. You get these two sets of eyes. All right, now for your cheekbones. Here's 15 different types of cheekbones.
Have you ever done the Fight Night for Xbox 360? No. Or, same for PS3. Yeah, like you can morph the face in like a bajillion different combinations, but you only get like four sets of eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like extra bushy, really, really bushy. Not there at all. You're like super bushy.
Saints Row had that same problem too.
Can I just get like a regular set of eyebrows? My guy looks like Mr. Magoo.
Like they had like these different faces, but then you get to like the cheek and chin, and I was like, I don't understand what this is tweaking.
Yeah, you got a slider for like every variant.
And it's like I could see kind of his chin is, you know, coming out just a tad, but then what was the other chin thing that made it really project out? I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to go with the Jay Leno chin.
Every game that has character customization, you go over to Josh's house, he's like, look at this, I made my guy look just like me.
Isn't that the point, to make him look like yourself?
I usually do that. I'm like, I need a goatee and no hair.
I don't want to play some dude who doesn't look like me. It's like, oh god, plain Andy. All right.
That's what I do. I go over to his house and I change everybody into me.
But that would be fun, actually, if the game started using bots and you could make all the bots look like your friends.
Yeah.
Or like people you hate.
There's so our friends. Yeah. They all look like Andy.
I don't know if your mic's working right.
Mine isn't.
I think it's working, but dying. It seems a little low.
Maybe it's just your voice.
That's better.
Yeah. All right, I got to ride up on this. I think the battery's dying on it.
Just deep throat it.
That's too much.
Yeah, that was too much.
Too much.
Too soon.
Yeah. So keep your eye on it. Install times. PS3 users, beware. When you're buying Capcom games, you might not be able to play that when you get home.
So Devil May Cry is a Capcom also?
Yeah.
So it just seems like it's a Capcom ordeal.
Yeah. That's
Well, so I mean, Epic made Unreal Tournament, but they made it the option.
I feel like, I had Time Crisis had an option when I bought that for the PS3. But it was optional. I don't know what the hell it did. Because it's just a light gun game. But it's like, hey, do you want to install an extra gig or two of assets? I'm like, why not?
How are the load times then?
You're like, I need to make a sandwich anyways.
I have no idea. Yeah, it still takes fucking ever, man. The PS3 is like the worst for installing stuff.
And why does it have to install the demo?
It's got to install everything.
Yeah, everything you do.
You download a patch, then you have to install.
Yeah, I did read some complaints about that, that just with the demos is a pain, just with the installs.
Like, even if they just lied to me and just installed it in the background and made me think it was still downloading, like, okay, here's your bar, 50% it's actually downloaded, but you don't know it, and now it's installing. Then I would feel better about it, but now I'm like,
God, my connection sucks.
I downloaded it, sweet. Oh, 10-minute install. Joke's on me.
See, that's the thing with the Microsoft, you know, it just takes it sometimes forever to download the thing, but that is ready to go. Yeah. Like, there it is. Oh, I played that Burnout Paradise
demo.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's the one that's like a test drive, right? Like you just drive around the whole city doing whatever you want. Mm-hmm.
Drive around, and there's like when you go to stoplights, there's challenges you can go into, and you can play with your friends and stuff.
Do they have as many challenges as the old ones?
Apparently there's like 120.
Places to stop or different types of challenges? I couldn't imagine that many
different challenges, not different types of challenges.
Well, you're only in one city, right? Like the whole time it's just one huge city?
Yeah, and it's only four blocks.
The demo's like four blocks.
Just around the corner every time.
You just making right turns.
I swear I see this gas station.
I just like that game better than most driving games because they have the like crashing stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. Fun. I'm not good at the racing. I'm good at the crashing.
I guess it's cool. You know, I've never liked the Burnout. I mean, they're cool, but like, I don't get the crashing part. I mean, I guess it's cool that now you get points for crashing.
Well, the crashing part is not fun. It's crashing, making the other people crash. That's fun.
Well, there's like specific, like, I don't know. I'm sure it's probably still in this one, but there's like one where it's like you have to get so many points crashing into so much stuff
Yeah, that used to be in the old ones. Yeah,
yeah,
it
was. Yeah, like
that's what I was good at.
Extra wreck mode, like setting up these huge. And like, oh, I'm gonna cut through this bus of nuns. I'm gonna hit this gas truck, and then.
Yep. Good times.
Yeah.
Because I'm not good at the racing. Good at
me
the crashing.
Racing, I always find just too boring.
I always run into the walls.
Speaking of boring racing, Gran Turismo Prologue is supposed to be. They just had their website updated, so if you want some boring racing, there you go.
Yeah.
Hyper realistic.
It's like Grand Theft Auto games, like Grand Theft Auto 4. Whenever I get, when I'm playing it, I'm sure they're going to have some kind of racing challenge.
Yeah, I
never going to do it.
I always bypass the racing side missions. I've always bypassed it. Hey, get on this moped and deliver fucking pizza. It's like, oh, so when somebody taps me with their car, I go flying.
Any motorcycle. That's how that stuntman ignition game is.
My favorite racing game is Crazy Taxi, so that's about the most racing I can do. Yeah.
That was a fun game. All right, so games and gaming devices we're looking forward to. I'm looking forward to that Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, I like the Grand Theft.
Yeah. Looks good. Actually, next month, March, there's a lot of good games coming out. Army of Two, Bully, Rainbow Six Vegas 2, Dark Sector.
Oh, that looks nice. I wonder if it's
Star Wars Force Unleashed comes out April 1st. That looks really good.
Yeah, that might be a joke.
Yeah, that's a bad
that's what I thought when I saw the game. Date, but I've seen a lot of the videos. Looks good.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
You actually use the Force to stop a Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I've
like just
that.
Throwing people around left and right.
Or do you think that's just for commercial? Like the whole damn Halo 3 museum thing.
It's going to end up being like a button sequence precedent, like God of War. Like, hit A, okay. Now hit B. Like, ah, crap. I missed my sequence.
Stupid sequence.
Or it'll be like Boom Boom Rocket. Parts just start falling down from a beat.
Starts playing some techno Beethoven.
What about you, Charlie? Anything I'm particularly looking forward to?
Grand Theft Auto, really.
Yeah.
That's about it, probably. And Star Wars, Unleashed.
I'm hoping Army of Two is going to be good this time. I know, guys.
As opposed to last time?
As opposed to before they
when they
pushed it back.
Gave it out to the reviewers, and then they're like, wait a second. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, they waited up to, like, what?
It was 2 weeks before the.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
so what did they do? Did they actually go back and tweak that thing?
Yeah.
I heard they rebuilt it, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, they used all the same assets, but rebuilt the gameplay because I guess the reviewers were straight up with them. And they're
like, this game sucks. And they're like, that was a joke version.
Yeah.
Gotcha. April 1st.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. I love co-op, and hopefully it's fun to play. Shooting people, man.
Yeah, Kane and Lynch, dude. That game was only fun co-op.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Otherwise, it was annoying. I was just like, I need to get Charlie over here.
I hate the very end with the daughter.
The
driving. Oh, the
sequence.
Driving. That
no,
driving
not the, not even the driving. I'm talking like when you have to like walk around. She's walking around. You're like, get the fuck back.
Yeah, you can't control her like you control everybody else.
Those are the worst kind of missions. I hate games that do that. Protect this person. Of course, they're retarded, and they're going to run straight to the enemy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or run in the line of fire.
Well, I like,
shooting.
Yeah, because in that game, usually what I do, I'd be like, all right, everybody, you stay here. I'm going to run way over there. But with her, it's like, all right, you stay here. The other guy will stay there. And like, I'm going to run over here. And she just runs out and stands in the middle of the road. Like, what's going on?
It's like, the first Fable was like that for the Xbox, where you'd have to like escort this merchant across the field of demons or werewolves or whatever. And you're always like, stay. And he's like, okay. And as soon as you get 10 feet away, he's like right up behind you. Like, no, I said to stay.
What are you, a dog? You don't understand. Stay.
Okay. Oh, he's hurting me.
But yeah, there's a
that's why I used a frying pan on all those villages.
There's a driving sequence that is just horrendous in that thing. And it's supposed to be intense, but you're going like 3 miles an hour. It's so slow. And it's busted like crazy.
Maybe you accidentally had the handbrake on the whole thing. There's a lot of smoke coming from these tires.
So there's no ranting zone today? I guess we ranted enough.
Well, we got time there.
We got to wrap it up.
Wrap it up, Pete.
Wrap it up. Yeah, we're 54.
Yeah, let's wrap this mother up.
All right, we'll give us some shout-outs to Ashley. So, Jigsaw, you guys should visit his site. He's got some reviews on there sometimes. He does a lot of reviewing of demos and stuff, and they're pretty in-depth. It's andymerrill.com/rantreview/.
He lives in California.
Yeah. Hmm. And then gameoncafe.blogspot.com.
Brian, those guys are kind of gay.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm on that one.
And then some Doomper Pud.
It's French.
Dot com.
Thundar.
Thundarpud.com.
Spell it like it sounds.
Yeah.
Two D's in the pud. If you know what I mean.
Double D's.
Oh, that's the gay one. I'll give a shout out to Roger. He's enjoying Eric's 360 that I bought from him for $165. And,
so why did Eric get rid of that?
He's like, I don't want it anymore. That's how much GameStop would have given him.
That's crazy.
They'll give you $150 for the 360 and $15 for the hard drive.
Because they sell them separately, those bastards.
Oh, and Roger also starts a new game, a new job tomorrow. Good job, Roger. Charlie.
Roger. I don't have any shout outs.
I'm going to give a shout out to Brian over in California. I think he got his Xbox back finally.
Nice.
He's still working in there at the Blizzard.
Working at Blizzard. I keep trying to get some inside news, but he didn't want to get fired, so. He can't drop anything.
Always with the not wanting to get fired.
I think that's it.
Your music is not going.
It's faded out already. And
you might want to wear headphones from now on.
Cut.
There was hardly any music there at the end.